It's now time for the most exceptional 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another fun-filled edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. In an effort to challenge myself after 3 straight weeks where I suffered a loss, I gave you 5 picks last week in my quest to reach perfection by, as Nuke Lelouch says in Bull Durham, that's right, I wanted to announce my presence with authority by going 5 for 5 with my picks. I felt real confident, too. Well, let's go to the tape and see how I did.
Give me TCU over Kansas 35-30.
It's a touchdown!
Touchdown TCU.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Give me Ohio State over MSU 42-17.
And Julian Fleming battles to the end zone. Touchdown, Ohio State.
Give me Michigan over Indiana 38-16.
McCarthy back to pass, fires Cornelius Johnson through a tackler into the end zone. Touchdown, Wolverines.
Give me the Cowboys over the Rams 23-20.
Picked up by Dallas, rumbling for the end zone is Lawrence. He's going to get there for the touchdown.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Give me the Patriots over the Lions 26-24.
It's in the hands of Kyle Duggar, and he will take it all the way for a New England defensive touchdown.
Oh, no. Not again.
Kneel before Zeus.
Extraordinary, prognosticating with aplomb, superb, just pure perfection. That's the second time, ladies and gentlemen, this season that I went 5-0 this year. Is it hard to be so perfect? No, not really. My overall record improves to 19-5. But fans of this eminent segment aren't just settling for a couple of weeks of perfection. They want pure perfection every week, and they deserve it, which is why I'm going to pick 5 more games this week. And the good news, no Detroit Lions this Sunday, so that means it's a bit more challenging for me this week. Here are this week's picks. We begin with the lowly Michigan State Spartans at the Wisconsin Badgers this Saturday at 4 p.m. It's been a disappointing year for both teams, who were each in the top 25 in the preseason. You remember that? MSU has lost 4 straight, but they'll be close in this one. However, the Badgers find a way to win, or better yet, MSU finds a way to lose. Give me Wisconsin over MSU 21-20. Number 3, Alabama visits number 6, Tennessee on Saturday. I know, the Volunteers are fired up and ready to show the world that Tennessee football is back, but the Crimson Tide always seems to find a way to eke out a victory, doesn't it? Give me Alabama over Tennessee 27-24. Now, the Buffalo Bills are favored to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in KC. Sorry, I'm not going against Patrick Mahomes at home. Give me Kansas City over Buffalo 33-30. The Dallas Cowboys are at the Philadelphia Eagles in a huge NFC North showdown. And while I picked the Cowboys last week, I can't go against Philly right now. Fly, Eagles, fly. Give me the Eagles over the Cowboys 28-25. And finally, the big game at the big house. The number 10 Penn State Nittany Lions invade Ann Arbor to battle the number 5 Michigan Wolverines on Saturday. Tune in for all the top 10 Big Ten action beginning at 11 a.m. on 790 a.m. Your home for Michigan football. This is by far the biggest test for Michigan. As for Penn State, they've already passed a few tests, including a dramatic road win at Purdue. These teams mirror each other. They really do. Solid offensive and defensive lines, a productive running game with players who can take it to the house, receivers who are ultra-talented but haven't really reached their full potential yet, and secondaries that can make plays. Now, you noticed I haven't mentioned the quarterbacks until now. That's where this game is decided. Michigan's J.J. McCarthy is growing up before everyone's eyes, completing 76% of his passes. Penn State's Sean Clifford has led that offense since the Clinton administration, but he is, no doubt, a gamer. But here's the thing. McCarthy's escapability helps Michigan's offense make some game-changing plays down the stretch in the second half, and Michigan's defense will rack up the sacks to pull out the victory. Besides, Penn State's James Franklin is 3-6 after bye weeks, and Penn State is coming off a bye week. Give me Michigan over Penn State 28-20. So I've got Wisconsin over MSU, Alabama over Tennessee, Kansas City over the Bills, Philly over Dallas, and Michigan over Penn State. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.